takes care of all of our business for this evening. We have one thing left, it's additional business. And at this time, we'll call on Mr. Rickards to give us a brief synopsis on his training class that he took up to Dover, if he will.
You did say brief, did you not?
Very brief. Very brief.
Well, first of all,
I had that in there now, so.
First of all, every town and every county was represented there, thank God, and that's the reason I'm glad that Sussex County, you know, was there, because we would have been not represented. And we had a lawyer who talked to us, and you know what that was like. That'll go on and on. a lot of argumentative points, I believe. You know, but anyway, what it was about is what we're doing here. And the state has turned around and said that to make sure when you go back to talk to you that you are judicial person. In other words, you, if people don't get the idea that they're a committee, they're not. And we are judicial. So he said to make sure that they're quasi-judicial. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that don't be afraid to turn things down. People get their emotions into it. And I know a lot of people in Newcastle County were he was talking to me about it, and he said to me, he says, you know, that's what I have a problem with, is because we do have some people that get emotional about something when they come to the court.
Not like they used to.
No. But he cautioned us there, you know, that don't let your emotions get into it. Let, you know, the law, that's what we were supposed to do. So. And they were just making sure that everyone's on the same page, except for us. We are a different, I guess you know, they only have two or three periods for crying out loud. And when I told them what our, they were astounded. They were astounded that we had that many. And I don't know, maybe Everett can tell us the reason why. I couldn't tell them why. I just said that's all I've ever walked into it since I came to the county, 15 variances. Why would we be bigger? Because we're a bigger county?
Bigger county, and also our zoning was so late in starting, and there's many of the lots and structures that were built based upon pre-zoning, and mm-hmm. So you have a lot of issues come up as a result of that as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I couldn't answer that question for him. I just told him. But anyway, that answered my question there, too. But it was very informative, and I was glad that I got to meet some more of the people that were on boards. And they had the same problems we had. They had the same problems, but it's not as many. And they still bring that case up about substantial.
Substantial
adverse
effect.
They still bring that up, and he had it up on the screen. He said Sussex County lost the case because they did not say
substantial.
I said, oh man, that's all I keep hearing. I said one word to the lawyer, and the lawyer said, oh yeah, that could be the
that's
winner.
That's a substantial word.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I said,
that's a good way to put it. Huh? That's a good way to put it.
You know, you talk about emotions. Dale and I started 24 years ago, and I don't know when, I have an idea what happened with the board previous to us. But I can remember our first year. A lot of people came before the board, and they would be in tears presenting their case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in fear that, you know, they wouldn't get approved or whatever. And I don't know what the reputation of this board was, but it didn't seem very pretty, did it?
No, it didn't.
No, is that right?
No, yeah.
People, I mean, literally.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I was the secretary when I've seen a couple of them at.
Yeah.
We didn't hear them back to the courthouse. We had one was so large over to the, where it's at there now, with, and we literally had people come behind the chamber chairs to us.
Well, that was.
Remember that one?
Yeah, that was Melvin Joseph's case.
Yeah, had it upstairs one night up there where Judge Graves at, then we had it, you know, come back down.
We let the opposition come in behind us because the room was small.
But they wouldn't happen behind us.
They were breathing down our necks.
It was up there in Judge Ellis' chamber. Yeah.
Pete Jones and I looked at each other after it was all over. We said, that'll never happen again.
All right, done.
So that's about it, gentlemen. It was a good meeting, in other words. It's good we were there.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
2 minutes. On the agenda, I'd like to see something get changed. I'd like to see the old business go back to the end of the
meeting.
Yeah, end of the meeting. I think these people here should be here now, get done, because we don't have anybody against old business anyway.
Right.
Just us. We took 45 minutes tonight doing it. I think last week we were close to an hour discussing stuff.
Right.
We were sitting here for over an hour waiting. I don't think we need to do that anymore.
We did it once or twice just so that we could, because there were a lot of people here waiting for a decision.
Yeah. I have no problem bringing
like
something up.
We were just bringing it up.
But I think from now on, I think old business should be at the end. Okay. Do I need to make a motion for that or what?
The meeting's still open?
I don't think you need a motion.
No,
we'll
I mean,
just,
that's
we didn't need a motion to move the last time.
Okay. That's right. You just put things on the agenda, and you could move them around by approving your agenda at the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, we could approve the agenda and move it.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Routinely done.
So we don't really need a motion.
Okay, go there by the way. I'd like to sit on the end for now.
So we'll go back the way that we
fine for me.
I think that would be more fair for the applicant.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
You do need a motion to adjourn, though, since everybody's standing up.
So move. Make a motion, we adjourn.
So move.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Meeting is adjourned.